Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 59 for the week of January 28th, 2008. We begin this week with excerpts from NASF's government relations news items for January 2008. Item: before the end of 2007, Congress passed the fiscal 2008 government omnibus spending bill that included funding for the Department of Interior, EPA, and other agencies. President Bush signed the omnibus spending bill on December 26, 2007, and buried in the nearly 200-page bill was an 11th-hour addition that requires EPA to develop an updated health standard for ingested hexavalent chromium, which then should be used to revise the maximum contaminant level goal as soon as possible. This provision was not in the earlier versions of the bill, so water utilities and several EPA officials were unaware of this requirement until recently. Because EPA uses the drinking water standard to set risk levels for other regulatory programs, this congressional mandate puts a new health and regulatory focus on hexavalent chromium in a number of areas. Item: the Environmental Protection Agency announced the availability of new revisions to its guidance manual of appropriate and reliable methods for testing and monitoring hazardous waste. The updated version of the manual, Test Methods for Evaluating Solid Waste Physical Chemical Methods, contains 43 new or revised analytical methods that may be used for monitoring hazardous waste and other requirements under the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. Item: to assist facilities in reporting under the Toxics Release Inventory Program, EPA is providing an information service to the public through its TRI internet site at www.epa.gov/TRI. The TRI Enterprise Customer Service Solution Frequently Asked Questions service provides over 130 answers to questions most frequently asked by TRI users. And for more information about the industry-related government relations activities discussed here, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF policy arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630. In other NASF news, the AESF Foundation is pleased to announce the 2008 Education and Training Opportunities. Please visit www.nasf.org to register today and begin working toward your certification. Become a certified electroplater finisher and work toward obtaining Master Surface Finisher and an Environmental Health and Safety Specialist. Please contact the AESF Foundation headquarters for more information about the certification opportunities at 202-457-8401. The AESF Foundation is also pleased to announce that they will award 2 research grants and 4 scholarships, 2 undergraduate and 2 graduate awards in 2008. Please visit the NASF website to find out more information about how to submit your application today. If you are interested in sponsoring either of these critical programs, please contact AESF headquarters. And the NASF Bright Design Challenge goes green. The challenge for 2008 will be to incorporate Bright Design and Chrome into a hybrid vehicle. Please consider supporting this event that reaches out to the youth of our nation to encourage future generations to seek growth opportunities in the surface finishing industry. Visit the NASF website to download a sponsorship form. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome PMA Photo Metals as a new supporting advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Phoenix, Arizona, PMA Photo Metals is a full-service e-coating and chemical etching shop capable of small or large runs. They have a full graphic department and engineering, and their products include nameplates, photo metal, plumbing, hardware, jewelry, and cycle parts. For more information on PMA photo metals, please visit the Job Shops directory. In other advertiser news, Metalast International, Inc., located in Minden, Nevada, issued a press release on January 21st introducing their product compliance program. In an effort to assist manufacturers in confirming the implementation of product specifications throughout their supply chain, Metalast has announced the introduction of a no-cost product compliance and quality assurance program. As part of the program, Metalast will provide specification compliance and confirmation of the Metalast TCP-HF product and its use within metal finishing facilities. Metalast TCP-HF is an environmentally safe and superior trivalent chromate chemical alternative to hexavalent chromates. And to read the whole press release, please visit the Metalast listing in the Chemicals directory. Here's the calendar of events through February 7th. On January 30th through February 1st, the Waterborne Symposium, Advances in Sustainable Coating Technologies, sponsored by the School of Polymers and High Performance Materials and Southern Society for Coatings Technology, will be taking place at the Marriott New Orleans at the Convention Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. On February 5th, the Milwaukee branch of the AESF will have their monthly meeting at the Porterhouse Steakhouse in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Guest speaker will be Mike Ellenbecker, Waste and Materials Management Specialist from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, to discuss how to prepare and what to expect from a DNR. On February 7th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And also on February 7th, the Chicago branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Angelo's in Elmhurst, Illinois. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening.